Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
82 wins on the PGA Tour, tied for first. 15 major championships, trailing only the legendary Jack Nicklaus. Has won more money playing golf than maybe Coca-Cola has made in its history. Tiger Woods, what an incredible story of success he has been. And yet, there have been some very lows, including another one this morning involved in a one vehicle collision crash in Los Angeles at 7:12 this morning as the car went off the road, rolled over, and Tiger had to be extracted from it using the jaws of life. His agent saying that he has undergone surgery for multiple injuries on his legs as the game's biggest star is once again in really, really bad shape. Joining us right now, the managing partner of Pheasant Ridge Golf Club, Mike Reimer. He was a golfer who played at a Division I level at Duquesne University and has played some of the greatest golf courses that we have not only here in Western Pennsylvania, but around the country as well. And yet at the same time, as managing partner of a semi-private course, has seen what Tiger has done for the game from a public standpoint. Mike Reimer is joining us right now on KDK. And Mike, I sure appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you, Rick. Thanks so much for having me on. What a sad day.
Yeah, how has Tiger transcended? How has he managed to pull from both sides, those that were the elite of the elite and those that didn't have anything at all? How did he unite them in the game of golf?
His pure athleticism. I think it was his pure will to win. I think his dad just willed him as a young athlete to win, to not let them see you cry, to prepare like nobody's prepared, to get your body into a condition that you can win tournaments by 10, 12 strokes.
Right.
It was beautiful to see. I saw him at Oakmont, the couple times that he played in the U.S. Open, and just can't take your eyes off him, Rick. He's just an amazing athlete.
And at the same time, a magnetic personality. I mean, in the screen, loved him. Advertising, loved him. The world, loved him. Has there been a bigger name? And I said this earlier in the program as we were talking about this. If you were to take out flashcards of the top 10 people and say who is most recognizable in the world, I've got to say that Tiger Woods may be right there still at number one, even though he's not number one in the world of golf anymore. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Although I would actually probably second that to Arnie Palmer. I mean, he's the modern-day Arnie Palmer. I mean, if I look at Tiger's impact, it was very similar to Arnie's. Tour players in the 50s and 60s weren't making anything until Arnie came along. Arnie had that athleticism. He had that Western Pennsylvania, those big forearms, those big arms. He could hit the ball as far as he needed to. And Tiger almost is in the same light with that now, Tiger brought advertisers to the game. He brought player incomes up to a ridiculous level. You look at what he did in 3 or 4 years on tour, he exceeded Jack Nicklaus's entire lifetime earnings.
Right.
That's the amount of money that is now on tour because of Tiger Woods. The public couldn't keep their eyes off of him, and advertisers couldn't keep their eyes off of him. He's done an amazing thing for golf.
How much during your time running a golf course, how many times a day, a week, a month would people come in and talk about what Tiger did over the weekend?
Every time.
Is that right?
All they wanted to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Now? I mean, when he's back in the headlines again, people are still talking about it. He still creates that buzz, stirs the pot?
Absolutely. Just watch the weekends. He could be 20 strokes out of a tournament on a Thursday, and the cameras are still on him.
Mm-hmm.
They all want. I mean, he's been able to make this amazing recovery from, you know, mistakes and personal challenges, and we still have this desire to watch him every step of the way. It's crazy, Rick.
Mike Reimer joining us, managing partner, Pheasant Ridge Golf Club in the North Hills, actually part in Allegheny County, part in Butler County, joining us talking about the impact that Tiger Woods has had on the game of golf. We have seen the highest of the highs, winning a U.S. Open by 10 strokes at Pebble Beach. We've also seen these lows, and you talked about some of the things that he's gone through and the injuries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you heard about this morning, Mike, and this afternoon, what went through your mind? As somebody who loves the game of golf, what went through your mind?
Well, first, is a family. I mean, we're a family. I mean, us owners, operators, golfers, you know, I was saddened by that. I mean, I was actually, it's so eerily similar to Ben Hogan. I think it was Hogan in the maybe 52, I think he had a similar accident, and they didn't think he was going to walk, and he came back within a year and won the U.S. Open. And so I would never count Tiger Woods out. So hopefully he's fine. And obviously, we know as much as you've just said. I guess he's undergone some surgeries, and I would not put it past him if, in fact, he can, you know, get back to normal.
45 years old,
I would never doubt that he could win another tournament. We never thought he could win another Augusta. Look what he did, you know,
a year and a half ago. Right? I mean, five back surgeries he's been through, and for those people who play the game and try to get back after one, I mean, it is difficult enough there.
He won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines on one leg when he beat, you know, Western Pennsylvania's Rocco Media.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so he's a unique athlete.
Mike, what is it that you remember most about Tiger Woods and what he has shown us in his first 45 years around? Because let's remember, he was on Johnny Carson when he was three, right? Hitting golf balls for Carson. I mean, what do you remember what do you remember most of him? Is there a moment for you?
You know, I would say, Rick, it's in those challenges that he's had. It's been in his transformation as a person that I am more attracted to. I saw him so stoic and so, I mean, almost he didn't want to let you inside of him. And I've had friends of mine that have been sports writers that have never been able to interview him. He just, you know, if you weren't part of that in crowd, you just were never going to go there. And I think through his own personal challenges and struggles, like all of us in life, we go through humbling times, and I like what I see. He's now amenable to interviews. He's smiling, he's yucking it up with tour players, not just the top five guys, but, you know, I think he's approachable, and that's what you get when you're transparent and you let people in. So that's what I remember most, Rick. I just remember these last few years.
If you want to know what kind of level Tiger Woods is on compared to everybody else, I think Max Homa's comment this weekend after he won at Riviera in Tiger's Invitational was he said he had seen Tiger earlier in the week and he was afraid to give him a high five. But at least now Tiger has to talk to him when he hands him the trophy. I mean, that just gives you – this guy's won twice on the tour and still looks at Tiger in terms of that guy on that pedestal being that great. It gives you an idea how big Tiger is in the eyes of the golf world.
Absolutely. Yep. That's a great comment because that's what a lot of players feel when he's in the field.
Indeed.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Always looking behind.
And you can tell whenever there were people out there in the galleries that was a Tiger roar. That wasn't somebody else's. Mike, thanks for being here on KDK.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
Yep, Mike Reimer, managing partner, Pheasant Ridge Golf Club, talking to us about the news of Tiger Woods being in a one-car accident today in Los Angeles. They say the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening, but at the same time, surgeries on his legs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.